You're listening to The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. Most of the state is now under additional restrictions to stop the spread of the coronavirus after a surge in cases. And on the front line of this public health battle are restaurants. By Wednesday, indoor dining in most places in Illinois will be shut down. The Illinois Restaurant Association says before the pandemic, it's a $30 billion industry, accounting for 10% of employment in the state. The group has been outspoken in its opposition to the additional mitigation measures, and restaurant owners are in a bind. They have to balance protecting public health while also protecting the livelihoods of their staff and the lives of their restaurants. We're joined now by two restaurateurs navigating staying afloat during a pandemic. Sturo Rumpus is the owner of Kai's Steak and Seafood in Glendale Heights, which is in DuPage County, Region 8. Welcome to the 21st, Spiro. Oh, I'm told that we just had an interruption in the connection there, so I'm going to move on and also welcome from Springfield, Chris Hankin, who owns Lake Point Grill, Public House 29, Pies the Limit, which is a pizza shop, and Maui's Q, a pool hall. Chris, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me today.
And finally, I'd also like to welcome Dr. Jose Ramon Fernandez Pena. He is president-elect of the American Public Health Association, and he's also director of health professions advising at Northwestern University. Dr. Fernandez Pena, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And listeners, we want to invite you to join our conversation. The number is 800-222-9455. The number again is 800-222-9455. Wondering, how do you feel about eating in restaurants now? How do you feel about how your local restaurants are doing? Have you been trying to support them even if you can't eat inside? Or have you been anxious to get inside to eat in a restaurant? Maybe you're a business owner. The phone lines are open at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. So, Chris, I want to begin with you and just ask, how has the pandemic and these mitigation orders, how have they affected your business?
Well, obviously, you know, the whole pandemic itself has been responsible for the closure of one of my businesses. I started 2020 with five businesses. I'm down to four. It's accounted for about collectively through the end of October, about $1,800,000 in lost sales compared to 2019 numbers in the same time frame. Again, that's, you know, that's sales. It's not bottom line. It's not net. It's not profit. But within those sales, obviously, a lot of things get taken care of. Obviously, it's had tremendous impact on us. More importantly, on my staff. Last year, we routinely operated with about 145 to 155 employees among those businesses. I'm collectively down to about 70 to 75. Many of which are obviously young people, students, part-timers. Many are also full-time, but it's really been the hardest on them. They've suffered. They've been able to defer rents and different payments and things like that, much like what's keeping us afloat right now is really the tremendous support we have with our banks and our leaseholders. They've gone out of their way to find different measures to allow us to continue to operate. But the impact of COVID has just been devastating. Frankly, the business itself may not make it. We don't know how, this is something we don't know how long will last, what will become of it, how it will further develop or change. So most of the time, in business, we have a business plan that we try to stick to. We try to stick to certain numbers. This is throwing a curveball that unless you've got one of those crystal balls, which I don't, you don't know what's coming. And we just seem to continue to diminish financially.
Yeah. And I want to ask, I mean, what sort of measures or guidelines have you been following to try and keep people coming into your restaurant and keep them from spreading COVID-19?
Well, we're following the CDC. We're following the Illinois State Department of Public Health's guidelines. We've initiated some measures ourselves just from speaking with local health officials.
Does that mean putting up tents?
Do we want anything to happen to any of our guests or our employees? So we're doing everything that we know of to date to avoid the spread anything along those measures.
And I mean, does that involve like putting up tents or you just?
Oh yes, I have two of my locations. I have heated tents. Yes, I have a patio. It is quite frankly, the farther you space the tables, the more comfortable guests are. So, you know, I know the expectation was 6 feet. We've got many of our tables 8 feet. We're just trying to keep people comfortable and having a willingness to visit. And we're happy to serve them in any way, outside, on our tent, indoors, or really what's taken over, or not taken over, but a higher percentage right now is third-party deliveries and curbside. Curbside's been incredible. We've had guests that pull up, pop their trunk, have already prepaid over the phone, and they're on their way thanking us with a wave as they wear their PPE in their cars. So it's a multitude of combination of business that we're just adapting to.
Okay. Well, we're going to need to take a break here, and I want to remind listeners that our phone lines are open. The number is 800-222-9455, and we're going to continue this conversation with Chris Hankin, who's the owner of several restaurants and businesses in Springfield, including Lake Point Grill, Public House 29, Pies the Limit. And also, we're going to be speaking with Jose Ramon Fernandez Pena, who is a physician and president-elect of the American Public Health Association. Listeners, if you want to join our conversation, the number to do so is 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. More to come after a short break. This is the 21st. Stay with us. Welcome back to the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We are talking about restaurants and COVID-19. They have been particularly, as the governor has imposed new restrictions across Illinois region by region, restaurants and bars have had some of the tightest rules imposed on them. Indoor dining is prohibited, or at least will be by the middle of this week, in just about every place in Illinois. We are speaking with Chris Hankin, who is the owner of Lake Point Grill, Public House 29, Pies the Limit, and other businesses in Springfield, Illinois, and also Jose Ramon Fernandez Pena, who is a physician and president-elect of the American Public Health Association, also Director of Health Professions Advising at Northwestern University. And listeners, we want to invite you to join us. 800-222-9455 is the number. Dr. Fernandez Pena, I want to ask you, some restaurant owners have said they feel singled out by Governor Pritzker's orders. How would you characterize the sort of the level of risk that restaurants and bars pose as opposed to other types of public places where people might be going?
Well, what we do know is that the spread of COVID-19 is more effective when we are in enclosed environments. And restaurants and bars happen to be enclosed environments, and they also happen to be environments where, because of the nature of the service, people would not wear masks. If I'm eating, it's very difficult to wear a mask. So, and given the fact that the positivity rate in the state of Illinois right now is at 8%, just this weekend we had over 80,000 cases and over 70,000 cases on another date. The risk, unfortunately, is high in these kind of places.
And it's just because if people have to have their masks off, you're saying you can't eat wearing a mask, is your takeaway there?
Correct. I mean, when it comes to restaurants and bars, the lowest risk is what Chris was describing a minute ago, people who drive through or delivery or takeout, that is frankly quite limited risk in that case. There's a higher risk when people are on site dining with booths, with both indoor and outdoor seating. So that is unfortunately a more risky space to be in.
I guess especially as the colder weather comes in, people are not going to want to be eating out on patios or in the parking lots that some restaurants have set up as dining areas. Let's go now to the phones. Brian in Aurora, you're on the line. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, everyone. Yeah, good to be here. So I was just calling in to talk about how, I don't know, I realize that this must suck for restaurant owners because, you know, they clearly are doing a lot of work, spending a lot of money. It must be very stressful. But ultimately, like when I go into a restaurant, it feels more like going into like a speakeasy where there are these set of rules and guidelines, but they're not followed at all, right? Because it's just impractical, where the science disagrees with the actual, you know, act of eating. And so that's basically your guest sort of outlined it very clearly. Of course, people are supposed to be wearing their masks in the restaurants until they maybe eat their food, but let's be real, none of that's happening if you've been to a restaurant, right? It just doesn't happen at all. So it's very weird to see these guidelines, and then, I'm sure restaurant owners are kind of upset because they're doing their best. But unfortunately, the pandemic really disagrees with eating indoors. So it feels more like a speakeasy. I have a local bar in my town. I went to go pick up some food for my family the other night, and you wouldn't have any idea that there was a pandemic on. Nobody had a mask on, and it was clear that nobody had any intention of putting a mask on. So very, very strange, and it almost reminds me of, I don't know, when I was a kid, I heard about some parents putting their kids together that had like chicken pox, just to get it out of the way early. And it's a really bizarre thing to see happen. So that's all I have to say. It reminds me of a speakeasy.
All right. Thank you for the call, Brian. We appreciate it. Chris, I wonder if you want to, I mean, maybe you can talk a little bit. Is it challenging as a business owner when you have patrons coming in, some of whom, you know, are, as you said, very concerned about COVID-19, you know, pop the trunk, don't even want to roll the window down, versus others who, you know, there are plenty of people out there maybe who don't want to wear the mask and think it's, not for them. I mean, how do you deal with that as a business owner when you have people coming in with different sort of levels of strictness in terms of how they whether they follow the guidelines or not?
Again, we just do our best. One of the biggest challenges was after the first shutdown was, at one particular restaurant, I've had employees there that have been with us for 12 years that once on unemployment, reluctantly were unwilling to come back to work. So we had to bring in a lot of new people. And one of those people was my daughter, first job at 16. Can you imagine, going into your sophomore year, being 16 years old, and you're also trying to help the family business, but also learning about people and learning about certain people that don't want to wear a mask and want to tell you why as they're right in your dining room and telling a 16-year-old what their politics are and why their freedoms are infringed upon and so forth and so on. And until an adult comes over and kindly ask them to step outside or to leave or to put the mask on, it's very difficult because when we're operating at approximately 50 to 55% of our numbers from normal, it's very difficult to alienate anyone, any guest. We need all the revenue we can just for survival, because really come this January 1st, I feel like all of our will be turned on fully from a fiscal standpoint, where all of our leases, rents, all of our loans, everything will go back to normal. And I don't think business will be normal. So it's extremely difficult because many guests take it exactly serious and they follow every bit of the rules. Some guests sit at tables and take their mask up and down as they're eating or drinking. But also to kind of address something with a caller, this is no different, except, you know, there's a lot of tragedy with this. This is no different than making choices in 2019 or before. If a restaurant or a business is operating recklessly, you shouldn't have gone to them in 2018 or 2019. Everyone has a choice. You have a choice not to put yourself into positions with restaurants that aren't serious, that aren't taking precautions, that aren't allowing just any guest to come in because it's a guest and they potentially can create some sales or revenue for that particular business. That's really the difference. But to lump all restaurants or this entire industry as acting reckless, you know, again, you're trying to put business people in some kind of a political light, and we're not. Businesses, small businesses especially, are made up of everyone from all walks of life. And we're getting thrust into this political arena, which we don't want to be in. We don't operate in that. You know, we talk about food costs. We talk about business. We talk about community. This whole political scare and whether or not, you know, you want to go into a restaurant or because they're in business or not. These are well outside of our powers and quite frankly, outside of what we know. So choose those that are operating. There's many of us out there that are operating at the highest level we possibly can. We're also open to suggestions, which we've changed course and done things differently throughout this entire journey. We're learning, as everyone else is learning. This is a living, growing virus that changes with the environment, and so does the knowledge base about it. So we adapt and change. I don't know what more, you know, we can expect other than our guests make a choice because we're doing what is right and what we've been told to. Others choose not to. I personally don't endanger my family, myself, by participating. So, yeah.
Dr. Fernandez Pena, I want to ask you, it seems like a lot of places in Illinois are now pretty behind in trying to do contact tracing. And maybe there's, you know, we've seen reporting in other places in America where there are now so many cases that it's almost impossible to keep up with the contact tracing and determine where outbreaks happen. I wonder, what is your perspective on how that is going in Illinois right now? Do we know enough to say which businesses are the riskiest to be at, in terms of how the government is imposing these mitigation orders?
Before I do that, I want to just acknowledge the fact that Chris points out many important implications and ramifications of what this means, because it's not only the restaurant owners, but it's also all the people that work there and the ripple effect that these closures have on the economy. But also the fact that we need to be cognizant that we will, in order to take care of the pandemic, we need to take care of the pandemic before we try to take care of the economy. There has to be a step-by-step process here. And there's very tough decisions to be made ahead. And I applaud, Chris, all the work that you're doing to ensure the safety of your customers and people that come to your place. In regards to contact tracing, there are multiple layers of complexity with regard to effective contact tracing. And one of them is, are we deploying the right workforce to the right places in order to get the results that we need to get? And by that, I mean, for example, in the rural parts of the state where there's a lot of immigrant population that may not necessarily speak English and where there are fears and concerns regarding what contact tracing may mean in realms other than health, for example, immigration-related questions. So in the current environment where the epidemic has unfortunately been more politicized than it ever needed to be, people feel they have to take sides and they have to demonstrate their political alliances by either wearing a mask or not, or by collaborating with contact tracers or not. This is a very disgraceful space we find ourselves in, instead of finding ourselves in the middle of saying it's a pandemic and we need to care for each other and we need to be conscious of each other and we need to speak with one voice about what are the protective guidelines that make sense. In regards to whether what spaces are more conducive to the spread of the pandemic or not, There have certainly been reports about restaurants in San Diego and in Nashville and in other places, but they're certainly not the only places. Clearly, the case of nursing homes comes to mind immediately, the cases of colleges, the cases of sports teams. So it's not the space, it's a behavior. If we are willing to wear our masks, maintain our distances, wash our hands, and be in either outdoor spaces or in well-ventilated spaces, we're immediately decreasing our risk for contagion. And wearing a mask over your nose and mouth, not just under your chin.
Yeah, and that's we had a caller about that saying that, you know, you do see a lot of people not recognizing that there are three holes on the face that do have, you know, you do breathe through and that can transmit that virus. Yeah. I want to go back to the phones. Christine on line two from Savoy. Thanks for calling in. We have just a minute and a half left in the show, but go ahead. You're on the line.
Thank you for taking my call. I miss most of all eating out in a restaurant. At 63 years of age, my husband and I don't feel comfortable eating out, but we are trying to support our local restaurants by getting carry out more often than we ever have before, because we're just trying to do our part. So I feel for the restaurants. I look forward to when we can be back inside, and I echo, please wear your mask properly. And I will say that when you're not wearing your mask over your face, I'm thinking of you having your underwear pulled down. So just, it's just gross and disgusting. So,
all right, with that visual image, I will thank you for the call, Christine. Chris, I guess last question to you, and we've only got about 30 seconds now, but I mean, what do you say to, I mean, I'm sure you have a lot of loyal customers. You know, we have these two ideas we want to hold in our head at the same time. We want people to be safe. We also want the businesses to survive. To the extent those can be compatible, do you have a message to people about, you know, their favorite local restaurant?
Yeah, just completely comply with what is being handed down to us. We often see the mask not being worn properly. It's not an argument. If you want to visit, please wear the mask properly, whether you agree with it or not. It's a small thing to do. If you really want to support us, don't fight the measures that are keeping us open, and be as respectful as you possibly can to what's happening and the virus. And there's many ways we can serve you, inside, outside, curbside, third-party delivery.
And we're going to have to leave it there. I want to thank our guests have been Chris Hankin, who's the owner of Lake Point Grill, Pub 29, Pies the Limit, and other businesses in Springfield, and Dr. Jose Ramon Fernandez-Pena, who is president-elect of the American Public Health Association and as director of health professions advising at Northwestern University. Thank you both so much for being with us today. Thank you to the callers on the line. Sorry if we didn't get to your call. Please do keep listening and call back again. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey, and we will talk to you again tomorrow.